committee rooms are not exactly all that well ventilated, and sometimes it's a wee bit crowded. The Transportation Committee will please come to order. We let the record show that Representative Jaroff, Representative Fanning, and Representative Hurlburt are here, and Representative Cato. It appears that the Representative Hayes and Representative Metcalf are in caucus. I'm sure they'll be down very shortly. We have before us today House Concurrent Resolution number 25 by the Transportation Committee. The title being requesting the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities to delay by at least 12 months its removal of the design and construction unit from Valdez to Anchorage. Let the record show that Representative Hayes has joined us. At this time, we will ask Commissioner Ward if you would like to testify on this bill.
Madam Chairman, if it's agreeable with the committee, if people from Valdez come a long ways, I'm here every day, and I think that it would be better to hear them, and afterwards, if you have, if the committee has some questions, then that's fine. But I think
all right.
They should certainly have that.
Thank you, Commissioner Ward. I'd like to call on Stephen McAlpine and ask him to testify, and then very perhaps he can introduce the people that he wishes to have testify.
Madam Chairman, I'll be brief in my opening remarks. As you are aware, this resolution comes as a result of the Department of Transportation, Commissioner Ward's decision to transfer the design section of the Department of Transportation out of the Valdez area and into the Anchorage and Fairbanks area. Commissioner Ward indicates that this is going to affect some 25 positions initially in Valdez, and the city of Valdez, together with its city officials and the citizens of Valdez, protest this closing and transfer. While the commissioner indicates that it is only going to affect 25 jobs immediately in the design section, the commissioner has already indicated to his employees in meetings that he has held that other areas of the department are going to be impacted. It'll mean a reduction in maintenance, it'll mean a reduction from the personnel section, it'll probably mean additional reduction in the supply section and other areas. It'll mean that working spouses of those individuals whose positions are transferred will likewise be transferred out of Valdez. It'll mean that they will be removing children from the city schools, the school system, which has recently constructed an $18 million facility to house additional students. And with the transfer of students, of course, it'll also impact the funding level in the city of Valdez. There are several citizens who have volunteered, and believe me, the group that is here, while we feel it is representative, certainly wouldn't be the only group that would be available. Our numbers were necessarily limited because of travel, but those individuals who are here and who are to testify on the resolution today are Mr. John Kelsey. I don't know if okay, John's back here. John is born and raised in the city of Valdez. He's a former mayor of Valdez and is a businessman, operates the Valdez Stock Company. Mr. Walter Day, whose family helped pioneer the city of Valdez. Walt is also a former mayor of Valdez and is a businessman. John Jagger, a member of the Valdez City Council, who's employed with Alyeska. Mr. John Allen, who heads up the Pitlick Native Association, who recently opened their doors in Valdez. Dr. John Devins, the president of Prince William Sound Community College, also a member of the Valdez City Council. Mr. Chuck LePage, who is a former mayor and businessman in Valdez, presently on the city council. Mr. Art Bergier, who manages a hotel and restaurant in Valdez, also a member of the city council. Mr. Mac McDonald, the mayor pro tem, also a former mayor of Valdez, a businessman. Mr. Robert Keller, who is a fisherman and an employee of Alyeska, also on the city council. Mrs. Chris Batchelder, who is with an Alyeska family in the Valdez area, and Mr. Mark Lewis, who is a former assistant city manager in the city of Juneau and is presently the city manager of the city of Valdez. At this time, Madam Chairman, with the permission of the committee, I would like to call on Mr. John Kelsey to testify.
Mr. Kelsey?
Madam Chairman and members of the committee, as our mayor has indicated, my name is John Kelsey. I was born and raised in Valdez. My father was born in Juneau in 1894, and his father practiced law in Juneau in the late 1880s. And I guess you might say that our family has some roots in Alaska. I was born in Valdez, raised there, went through school. Our family has been in the dock business, the transportation business, since the very, very early 1900s. We have represented the Alaska Steamship Company as their agent. We've been in the dock business and owned the docks that were destroyed in the 1964. And following World War II, we handled a great deal of cargo across our docks. As a matter of fact, we averaged something in the neighborhood of about 1,000 tons a day, 365 days out of the year. Therefore, are very close to the transportation industry, the trucking industry and the maritime industry. I think I understand some of the problems. And I think it ought to be said at this point that Valdez is not an oil town as some people view it. It's a transportation community, and it always has been. The real meaning of the community and the way it got its start was the entry into the interior of Alaska in the early gold rush days was set up to serve the 40 mile country in the Dawson area. And so with that in mind, I'd like to say that the situation hasn't changed a great deal. Transportation is still the real crux of our community, and we're very distressed about the fact that the administration plans to move some numbers of their DOT people out of Valdez and to other communities such as Fairbanks and Anchorage. We have talked to Commissioner Ward and about this in Valdez. He was kind enough to come to Valdez and to address the DOT people and any interested folks at another meeting. And I want to say this, that we compliment him in an attempt to respond apparently to pressures brought upon the administration because of the fact that apparently that they've been unable to get a lot of the monies out in terms of contracts on the highway system. I think he's trying to respond to that pressure, and we want to commend him for it. However, we don't agree with him in the method of what he's attempting to do. He talked to us about there would be a better administrative control and there'd be an efficiency developed because of the transfer of these folks out of Valdez. And we cannot agree with Mr. Ward on this. Valdez, the DOT has served the region very well. They do have their contracts out on schedule and in the amounts that they were apparently scheduled to get them out. And we are pleased, and we understand from Mr. Ward and others of the DOT that they are pleased with their efficiency and their activities. And We both don't feel that that this is a proper action to take an efficient DOT facility out of Valdez and place it elsewhere. And I might point out that in the 1960s and the 1970s, the headquarters of the then Department of Highways was moved actually from Valdez to Anchorage, and they found that it didn't work. It wasn't as efficient as they had hoped it was, and so they moved it back to Valdez, not once but twice. So this, there is a precedent, in my opinion, in this particular area. Mr. Ward told us in our meeting that Valdez could withstand this type of action better than any other community. And I assume that he was alleging that we were we had a lot of money in terms of our community, and I really don't feel that that is a very good reason for our justification for the move. We kind of feel that perhaps he and some others in Alaska are looking at Valdez similar to what the people in the South 48 are looking at Alaska. They think in terms of Alaska being rich, and some of the people in Alaska are thinking of Valdez as being rich. And maybe that's true, that the state of Alaska has a lot of money, and the city of Valdez has a lot of money. But the people don't have that money. The businesses are only benefiting by virtue of the fact that we have a fairly large tax base and our tax situation is good. But the people do not have the money, and this transfer of personnel will have a very drastic effect upon our community. And I think it's a fairly accurate statement to say that the numbers of people that he proposes to move in terms of direct positions amounts to something like 1.27 million dollars annually. Those are monies that will be affected in terms of payroll, and if you multiply that by the dollar that, as I understand, the say 4.2, you're talking about in excess of $5 to $6 million impact on the community, and that's a substantial impact on the community of 3,000 to 4,000 folks. We don't feel that that Mr. Ward has demonstrated to us or anyone else a cost benefit to this move. And for this reason, we feel that there should be more study, more input to this situation to be sure that if this move is going to be going to take place, that it should have the proper input. I might point out the fact that Valdez is currently building a $48 million dock. We're building a $18 million school, and both of these were predicated, that is, the construction were predicated on the basis of planning with the idea that the DOT headquarters would remain in Valdez, and the situation would stay pretty much as it has been. It looks now like there is a possibility that we will not even use our $18 million school. And there is a question as to the viability of the dock itself once it's constructed. And we just feel that because of these and many other drastic impacts that will be caused to the community, that we would like very much to have you seriously consider passing this resolution number 27, which in effect will cause a delay of 12 months or over. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kelsey. Any questions from the committee?
Yes. Madam Chairman, Mr. Kelsey, you mentioned there your dock facility in your school and whatnot. I'm sure that must have taken a good deal of planning to get that in there based on the population and so on. When were you notified there that these people would be moved out?
About March the 29th, I think, is about the first date that we heard about it.
This year?
Yes, sir.
No prior indication at all?
None, no. The community, as a matter of fact, our Madam Chairman, who represents our group, was not notified of this pending move, nor was our Senator, Senate President Jake Vertua. Either were notified of this move, I think, prior to March 29th of this year. And it came as a very great surprise to them, as it did to us.
How were you notified? Letter?
I'm going to have to defer to somebody else. I heard it from our mayor, I believe, is how I heard it.
I heard it from a transportation employee in a Sunday morning telephone call. I called Betty, she knew nothing about it. Called Jay, he knew nothing about it. And I believe that was the first word that they got was through rumor that was ultimately verified. There was a period of several days where no one knew whether this was in fact the case or it was just a rumor. And then ultimately Commissioner Ward, initially the commissioner had scheduled to transfer all of the design and construction sections out, and ultimately came back and said that only the design section would be transferred in. We believe that was a result of the uproar that was raised at the initially scheduled 67 permanent individuals being moved out, and it's demonstrative of really how much planning has gone into this, that initially they say 67 personnel are going to move out. Now they've dropped it back to what they state is a number of 25 positions moved out. With no showing of cost benefit, no showing of efficiency or anything of that nature. And what the resolution is, Mr. Kelsey indicated, is asking is that we take this year to look at those things. And if those things will necessarily benefit the Department of Transportation, then perhaps that's the way we ought to go. But if this is a knee-jerk reaction to the pressure that you folks have put on the department, if it's a shuffling to show that the recommendations or some of the recommendations in the audit are being fulfilled or an attempt to fulfill those without any rationale behind it, then we feel that the study is justified.
Representative Gruber?
Yeah, John. I understand the city about the DOT and Valdez has a pretty good record as far as getting jobs out and so forth. And could you accept more employees in Valdez?
My understanding that the DOT region in Valdez does an excellent job, and I think we can quote Mr. Ward and others in the department on that particular point. We've been told that they could take on a lot more work, that if they were given that or they wanted to expand the region, we're informed that they could do it handily without any additional personnel.
In light of that, then, I'm dropping a bill in the hopper this morning to move the legislature to Anchorage. And I'm looking for somewhere to send a lot of bureaucrats out of Anchorage, get them out of our hair. And it seems to me that maybe Valdez would be an appropriate place to send them since they do such a good job.
We'd be happy to accept them. We have the space and the expertise.
Well, glad to hear that, because it seems to me that we could use the legislature up there and let you guys have the bureaucrats, and we'd be in pretty good shape.
Mr. Al.
Representative Jarrett. Just one very quick question. The population you said was somewhere between 3,000 and 4,000. Is this pretty much a constant figure?
Actually, the population is slightly more than 4,000 as a constant. There is a construction contingency that comes in during the summer months that increases the population. Last summer it was somewhere in the neighborhood of 500 people. But that is just for construction. And as Mr. Kelsey indicated, it's probably between 3,800 and 4,200. Mr. Lewis could probably give the accurate figure.
How many people total would be affected by the move? You mentioned there are 25 employees.
Well, initially, that's the figure of 25 is the figure that Mr. Ward stated as being the design personnel that would transfer. Now, I have the minutes of the meeting that he had with his transportation people, a tape recording of that meeting, and some questions were asked that would indicate a priori that there's going to be more than that transferred. One of the things that was asked is, does this mean that people out of right-of-ways is going to be transferred? Now, that may be in the number, the 25, but of course when you reduce that number, you don't need as large a maintenance section as is presently assisting the design and construction. You wouldn't need as large a supply section as is presently assisting the design and construction. And it goes right through the department. So it is our feeling that more than 25 will be transferred. Three positions were eliminated the same day that Mr. Ward came to town. Other indications that there will be more people leaving is that people in construction have already started lining up jobs in other areas. They feel that the writing is on the wall, that the initial statement that they were going to move design and construction means that what is going on now is simply a retrograde operation that we've had such an uproar about 62 or 67 employees leaving that we've just dropped back and said now it's only 25, but ultimately they will be coming back and getting those jobs. So those people are actually going out and seeking positions in other areas of the state.
Representative Bethel.
Yeah, in pursuing that, statement was made by Mr. Kelsey earlier that would be about $2 million jobs, total would be eliminated. And then you express your dismay over the fact that you had your $80 million school and your $48 million dock that will be affected by this. But if there are going to be only 25 individuals, maybe about 100 people, how much is the population of Valdez? About 30,000?
No, ma'am. It's approximately 4,000 or 4,200. And with that population, the impact of the 25 jobs, which equates to, let's say, maybe 75 or 100 people, actually, when you consider their spouses, their families, and perhaps some of the support people, you're talking about a large number of our working force in Valdez.
But are the construction jobs with the state the only jobs available in Valdez right now, or are there any private construction going on?
Oh yes, we have other construction jobs. The city of Valdez has numerous construction jobs going on at the current time. The Alyeska Pipeline Service Company, their terminal employs something in the neighborhood of 240 some odd people. But the workforce of the DOT, let's say, I'm not sure of this figure, but I think it's around 110 people steadily, and in the summertime they have an additional 100 people that are temporary. Represents a very viable part of our workforce in the community. They're highly trained people. They're good citizens of our community, and they are great contributors, and we're not very happy to see them leave.
May I ask another question, Mr. Chairman? The number of people that are working, j- just within the Valdez area and the ones that are working region-wise, how would you divide those figures, your 110 people? Which ones are working on area-wide basis or just within the Valdez area?
I'm not sure that I totally understand your question, but I think the fact that there's, say, 110 more or less permanent employees working in Valdez on design and construction represents the region as a whole, the highway system, the Richardson Highway, the Cordova area, the Glen Allen area, the Tope area. And during the summertime, when there's construction or reconstruction of the highway system, they hire an additional approximately 100 people who are, many of them, professional folks. Some of them are not, I guess. But I think that represents the impact of the construction season. Have I answered your question?
Yes. Thank you. Any further questions? Someone else, Mr.
Yes. Madam Chairman, at this time I'd like to, with permission of the committee, ask Walt Day to testify.
Mr.
Day?
Thank you, Madam Chairman, Honorable Congressman. I'd like to be here on a more cheerful thing, but the thing I am here on, or we are here on, is some consideration for a situation that might hurt us. Not blaming anybody, but asking help and consideration. I'm not an expert on this, and if I use figures, they'll be approximate. I speak as a citizen. I come to Valdez about 52 years ago on a steamship, and the first sign I seen on entering Valdez was a big sign on the dock that said, Valdez, terminus of the Richardson Highway, the key to the Golden Heart. And since that time, I've watched the Highway Department and the Department of Transportation, and they've played a key role in Valdez. Not only have they done a lot serving the rest of Alaska, but the people employed there helped our economy in a long time, a lot of service. We believe the move is more serious than it appears. Because actually we're speaking about these employees are basic employees. In other words, the way I understand that is that basic employees are export people that work on an export industry, or people that are hired by the state or federal government that are in your community. Then off of that employment springs the service employment, which I've heard the figure, the multiplier to be, I'm not sure what it should be in this case, but I would imagine around 2.5 or 3 multiplied by the basic employment. So if that is true for one of these jobs, if you lose one of these jobs, you would lose approximately 2 other jobs. Service station attendants, possibly a doctor, nurses, storekeepers, people that serve this basic employment. Because actually, as far as business is concerned, or operating the city, the basic employment is what keeps it all going. The rest of us serve. In Valdez, I believe that with Alyeska and with the state that there's approximately 400 to 500 people basically employed. Probably half of them, over half at the terminal, and the other half state, few federal. And if they weren't there, the rest of us wouldn't be there. They go there to do a job, and some of the rest of us go there to serve. So if we lose one of these jobs, is in fact, for stations, it's loaded as far as the community is concerned. But if it goes away, some supportive job is gone. That's the reason I think that it's a little more serious than the numbers say. I believe we're talking about efficiency and a human element here. I think we need a certain amount of each one of them. Efficiency is a nice thing, but I think we have to have it to survive, but I think we can outdo it sometimes, make things uncomfortable for humans. I think you folks are down here, or a lot of us, because we have consideration for that human health. And we would like to serve that human health. And I think if we do make a change this big, that the human element should be weighed with the other game, with efficiency we might come up with. We feel that Valdez is an active part of the state, and we hate to see empty houses where people had to move away on account of jobs. You see it in mining camps, you see it in logging camps, but I would hope that we don't see too much of that in our community or other communities. We believe that it's an area of consideration. We hear of a lot of impact statements, even on animals, fish, bugs, and we believe that this should be studied as to who it would hurt, where it would hurt, and weigh it against the necessary efficiency, if that exists. Efficiency might be argumentative, yet, at this stage. So we'd certainly like to ask you folks to consider this.
Are there any questions for Mr. Stark? If not, do we have another witness?
Yes, Madam Chairman, at this time I request that the Commissioner of the Committee, Mr. John Jagger, be allowed to testify.
Mr. Jagger?
Yes, sir. Thank you. I've read, and as you are quite aware.
Can you state your name for the record, Mr.
Jagger? Yes, I'm John Jagger from Valdez. I've read, and I'm sure you're aware, that there are several charges that have been made as far as alleged problems within the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. And if in fact these charges do have substance to them, then certainly there are problems there that are crying for solutions. It's also evident and aware to me that Bob Ward has inherited a good deal of these problems, if in fact they are problems. And I for one applaud Bob for tackling the problems. However, I think from our viewpoint in Valdez that number one, he solved the wrong problem, and number two, he's applied the wrong solution, and number three, he hasn't used the proper process for solving the problem. Valdez is not the problem, as you folks have heard. All the funding that is being appropriated is being gotten out to bid. They're using that funding. The funds are being expended. They're being expended in an efficient and proper manner. We are maintaining good quality control down there. We have, by anyone's standards, what I would think is a good and efficient operation. So Valdez is not the problem. And I don't think it's the area to which you folks have addressed your concerns as far as the Department of Transportation. We have in Valdez a local constituency of DOT personnel who are extremely concerned about rural roads, rural development, and have proved that by good historical operation there, and have been responsive to your request and your desires. Valdez is not the problem, and yet it's the one that the solution is being applied to. Valdez is essentially being ripped asunder. At one time, Bob had stated that those folks were going to be absorbed into the Anchorage system. At his testimony yesterday before the Senate Commission, we now hear, and which was news to us, that some of these folks have been given the option of going to the Fairbanks system as well. If that's the case, then again, I wonder, as Steve has mentioned, just how much thought and effort has gone into multimodal use, as Bob puts it, of these particular folks, if they're given a total option to go wherever they please. I think that not only is the wrong problem being solved and the wrong solution being applied, but the wrong process has been applied. As Steve and as John have mentioned, none of the legislative folks that I know of were either informed or consulted for input. The civic community was not informed or consulted for input until after the action was already determined and taken. The local DOT was not consulted for input, to the best of my knowledge, nor were the employees given advance notice. Neither was the local community, whom you hear will be drastically affected, both emotionally and economically, as well as in some cases physically. None of these things can have happened. The city of Valdez and you folks now are having spent an inordinate amount of time just to try to gain support for a one-year stay of execution so that we can do the process the way it should have been done in the first place. I don't think that's the proper decision-making process. I don't think that's the way you intended it. I don't think that's the way that it should be. At the present time, this is happening to Valdez. Evidently, it has already, to some extent, happened to Nome. At what time in the future is it going to happen to your community? And at what time in the future are you folks going to be placed in the same position that we are currently finding ourselves in, where you're going to have to expend a great amount of time, energy, and resources just to try and break even? I would urge that you not only support and pass resolution number 25, but that you support us wholeheartedly in this effort to gain a year's worth of time so that we can go through this process the way it was meant to be and walk around the problem, take a look at it from all angles, and come up with the best decision for everybody. Thank you.
Representative Sherry.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. John, who are you suggesting go through and review the problem, looking at the economic impact and the other impacts that you've mentioned?
I would think that the folks that normally concern themselves with that, such as folks from your own commission and from the Senate Transportation Commission, who would be very well advised to do that. I would have hoped that the administration would have already done that. There's no evidence to suggest that they have so far that's been presented to us.
Is this something that you would see also Valdez getting involved with?
I think the local community should definitely be involved at some point in time where you folks think it's appropriate.
Madam Chairman, just as a additional comment here, there's some very quick figuring on roughly 100 people being displaced out of a community of about 5,000. Puts it at a ratio of about 1 to every 50 people. And if we were to expand that a little bit more and maybe use the figures involved with Anchorage, we have about 2,000 people, it has the effect of 24,000. Kodiak would be virtually about the same thing. This is the type of impact that is being projected here, as the folks are mentioning.
Can I go one step further? I think there are a lot of similarities, but it takes on an even bigger impact, because when you take the nature of the folks that you're pulling out in a small community, you're taking out highly trained, highly productive, highly civic-oriented people out of this community. In a larger community such as Anchorage, you have many more of those types of folks, so that if somebody's pulled out, somebody else can readily step in and take their place. That isn't the case in Valdez. You're taking out some of our best civic leaders when this happens. Some of the people who have contributed the most to the community.
As an example of what John's saying, three out of the five members who are scheduled, or three out of the five members of the school board presently in Valdez are scheduled out on this move.
Representative Buckholz.
Okay, I have a question on the House concurrent resolution and your comments on the result clause accepts the transfer, it seems like. It says that if the governor would be requested to delay it for at least 12 months, these transfer plans so that the families can work their plans together and their, whatever future they have for themselves and their families. But testimonies that you have are kind of different from this resolution. You're saying if these people are going to be sent away from Valdez, that it will be a loss to your community. No, in a way, that is in support of this resolution. And I'd like to know now, because I would like to make some suggestions later on, whether you actually don't mind if these people move away, as long as there's 12 months on the waiting period, and where you can provide suggestions and alternatives and so forth. Or do you actually want these people to be sent to Anchorage?
Can I address that?
Yes, you may, John.
Realize that we did not have advance notice about this move, so that our reaction here is somewhat emotional, too. What we would like is we would like that 12-month period so that, as Steve has mentioned, we can take a look at all aspects of the problem in a little bit cooler, more rational fashion. And if indeed that is the best move, and if indeed it does warrant the move, then I think that period of time can very much be used for those people to spread that out to relocate.
And the question specifically, Representative Buckholz, whether or not we feel that this period is just in an operative period to allow them to prepare for that, we don't know. We don't feel that Commissioner Ward knows or anyone else knows. The governor represented he was not aware this particular move was going to take place. And so it's very difficult to say we would fight this to the bitter end or we would acquiesce in it, because we simply don't know what planning has gone into it, and we feel that this is the very thing that ought to be undertaken.
And Commissioner Ward is on record at three locations that I know of, in Valdez with the DOT employees themselves, at a public hearing in Valdez, and again yesterday at the Senate Transportation Committee meeting, of stating that this move was not critical to the success of his organization, that his organization could survive quite nicely without this particular move ever happening. So at this point, we really don't know how critical it is to his planned solutions for DOT.
Representative Fanning.
Yeah, John, would you give us an idea along the line of the questioning in regards to the resolution and a year's review, what the what DOT plans to, when they plan to make these moves? Are they planning tomorrow or next week or a year from now? Or?
Next week, three of them are scheduled to go that I know of. I believe that someone among our contingency has a scheduled move logistical plan that they could provide to you at your pleasure. I don't have that.
Perhaps Representative Cato, was that given to you yesterday? Schedule of when they're planned to leave, or?
No, my information on that is that some of them will move out after school, as soon as school is out, and the final situation will occur in October.
That it'll all be completed by at least October.
This is my information. Are there any further questions? Representative Hayes.
I've got a question to Mr. McAlpine. Could you give me the number of jobs, what the job base is, and numbers, I should say, in Valdez? How many jobs, how many people are working in the workforce?
The using the basic figures, as Mr. Day indicated, Alyeska supply or employs, I believe it's about 225. Mr. Lewis would probably, Mr. Jagger's of course no manager, so I guess he would know that figure. The state employs over 240, I believe it is, during the as permanent employment, and then the Department of Transportation adds another 100 individuals during the summer months. Now, did you want all jobs in the city?
No, thank you. State employment is about 250, I guess. I think that local government is about 150, including schools. The private sector, construction, probably another 50, and then there are some service jobs, small businesses, and so forth, make up the balance.
Balance of what?
Probably another 50 to 75.
Representative Hayes.
And I didn't get, initially I didn't get the dollar impact on the loss of these jobs.
The payroll that we estimated would be somewhere around 1.2 million. And we use the factor of 4.2 to show the economic effect, and that is what generally your Chamber of Commerce says, that the dollar circulates in the economy with a payroll job.
Thank you.
Any further questions, Mr. Jagger? If not, do we have other witnesses to testify?
Thank you.
We're intending to move this bill then, I'm sure.
At this time, I'd like to call
Madam Chairman, did you ask if there were other witnesses?
I'll delay that question for a minute. At this time, I'd like to call on Sherry Shelley of the APEA. Would you like to testify, Sherry?
For the record, I'm Sherry Shelley of the Public Employees Association. APEA represents, well, actually our figures are a little bit different than the figures that have been presented here. Testimony has been that there are 25 positions to be moved. According to the organizational chart, we have 26 members that are scheduled to be moved, and there are in fact 30 positions. Four of those positions are vacant. We would concur with the statements of the previous speakers regarding the adverse economic impact on the community of Valdez and our members in particular. And in a community that size, 26 houses going on the market, there isn't a lot of possibility for resale. And therefore, for people in financial bind, if they have to move to Anchorage or Fairbanks and invest in a new house. The only other comments that we would like to make regarding this move is that our members are not in favor of the move. They feel that the Valdez operation is an efficient operation. There has been some testimony that initially 67 positions were scheduled to move, and that as a result of the uproar from the Valdez community, the construction section was then rescheduled to stay in Valdez. I would just like the community to be aware that under our contract, there is an economic reason for not moving construction at this time. I believe the highway that they're working on is the Richardson Highway. Our contract has provisions for per diem. If those employees were moved out at this time, they would then have to be sent back to Valdez on per diem, and which would be much more expensive than keeping the employees in the local area. So probably the reason construction isn't moving at the current time is because economically it is not feasible. However, in the near future, after the conclusion of that project, it would be anticipated that construction would be moving as well. There are a lot of rumors floating around, some of which you may be interested in. There's a rumor that Harborview, likewise, may be closed in the near future and consolidated in a bridge with API. And I guess the other rumor, which also is concerning the Department of Transportation employees, is that Valdez is the test case, that the department is going to test the waters and see if they can, in fact, move more employees to Anchorage. And if they are successful with this effort, I guess politically successful, that then the headquarters section of DOT will then be moved from Juneau, and that the only office and headquarters remaining here in Juneau would be the commissioner's office, that things such as bridge design. I will point out that this is rumor, but it does give some additional insight into the situation.
Yes, Madam Chairman, I'd just like to go on record. I'm opposed to moving the, any part of them from Juneau to Anchorage, or moving any part of the departments to, from Valdez to Anchorage. In fact, I think we ought to leave them as far away from where we are going to have the headquarters of government as we can. That's all I'd like to say.
Representative Fanning?
When do these contracts expire on this construction project? Do you have an idea when the construction project is slated for completion, so that those construction personnel would then not be subject to the detriment that you're talking about in relation to the per diem cost?
I'm not certain.
We have the figures for construction this year. This last year, they have a $20 million staff. That's what the Valdez facility is staffed to do in federal dollar matching funds. Last year, they did $26 million. They got that amount out on the road, or out of the ground, I guess. Next year, or during this year's season, they're scheduled to do $34,300,000. In 1982, they're scheduled to do
$44,600,000.
Yeah, but that wouldn't all be on an existing contract that you're talking about as far as AP and other contracts.
That's their construction. That's the construction that they have scheduled for the next 2 years.
The construction project will be completed in 2 years. APA will be likewise negotiating the contract at the end of 1981. It isn't foreseeable, at least in my plan, that we would change our per diem language in that contract.
That's for all construction projects. You keep saying a construction project, and he's talking about 15 different ones.
After this particular construction project is complete, the talk is to moving construction out of Valdez. My contract in representing those employees would expire in the 2021.
Maybe I can focus in on what she's saying. Commissioner Ward has represented in several meetings that the Richardson Highway has been a priority project. We have used the upgrading and reconstruction of the Richardson as an example of what these employees are capable of doing, what their output capabilities are, their efficiency. The commissioner has responded that the reason that they're so efficient is that the Richardson Highway has had this priority over the last several years because of the reconstruction subsequent to it, the road being demolished after the construction of the Trans-Alaska Pipeline. And he has indicated that after this, the reconstruction of the Richardson is completed, that this level of work will no longer be undertaken in the South Central region. And that's perhaps what she's referring to.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chairman. Do you have telex systems and all that where you can relay paperwork within the hour and everything to the headquarters?
I guess the governor's aware now. We certainly have access to telegrams, but yes, we do. We have telecopters.
Yeah. In other words, you can put within the hour any time that you get a certain form of telex to the headquarters?
We can put it, we have TWIX, telephone TWIX, so you can set, you know, the phone and you send it over a telephone copy. Mm-hmm. So within a matter of a 3-minute telephone call, you can reproduce anything from Juneau to Valdez or anywhere in the world, really, anyone that has that system.
So moving bodies don't count, really? I mean,
not in terms of flow of information.
It's all paper shuffling anyway, and just a matter of where you get the whoever signs it. I mean, it'll move across the state within the hour. So moving the general area don't much count, as far as I see.
We are approaching. Are you, do we have more people? Is there any more questions of Ms. Shelley? If not, do you have?
Yes, Madam Chairman, we do have at least two individuals who would like to testify on that.
All right, would you
certainly
ask your next person?
At this time, I'd like to call John Allen.
John?
Madam Chairman, I would hear you respond to his question in regards to our intention to move this today or not.
Yes,
we would like to. We'd like to. Very definitely.
I'm John Allen. I'm the president of the Tetitla Corporation. And we're just a little native corporation who moved to Valdez about 2 months ago. We built ourselves an office building over there. And the reason we were willing to move from Cordova is that because Cordova is a little fishing village and they're happy to be that. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with being a fishing village. It just didn't fit into the plans that we had for our corporation to be progressive, to survive in a business world. So we took a good long look at Valdez for about a year's time and decided that Valdez had a lot more progressive economy than what we had in Cordova, so that is the reason we were willing to move. And this idea of DOT moving out, or part of their employees moving out, I remember when I first heard about it, the guy told me about it, and it really didn't greatly concern me because I couldn't see where it was going to affect them. But the more I learned of the move, the more I thought of it, it has a far-reaching effect. It just doesn't end with the 25 employees. It gets down into just about every facet of our lifestyle in Valdez. It's just the same, you know, like saying you got 40 representatives here in the house and you have 120 people or so working with you. And it does have a big effect on us. It affects our plans, and basically that's what bothers me about the thing. I don't see any justification for it. I never, to my satisfaction, the move has never been justified. There's no good reason to move it. Maybe I'm wrong, and this is my argument, and it just doesn't make any sense. It's like saying we're going to take all the outlying areas, and we're going to move them into Valdez, Anchorage to be represented. They're going to be represented out of Anchorage now instead of being represented from Valdez. And so this is, you know, it just doesn't make sense to me. And what we're asking for is we're asking for a 12 months time frame to study the move. You know, we had a lot of things planned for this summer that are being greatly affected by the fact that the rules are changed now. The housing market's not the same as it was. The office space rental's not the same as it was. So there's a lot of things that, you know, if you ask why ask for 12 months, there's a lot of things that might be changing in 12 months. And we'd like to have time to look at the situation. I'd like, you know, for myself, we're supposed to be trying to make a profit. I'd like to see, with the changing in rules, what is the impact going to be. And so all we're asking for is just a little time to delay it and to take a good look at the situation and see what we can come up with.
Are there any questions of Representative
Hayes? Yes, Mr. Allen, as I understood your testimony, you're president of the Tiflic Corporation, and your corporation just built an office building in Valdez.
Yes.
How many employees do you have?
We currently have 4 permanent staff.
4?
Yes. We have a construction company that has 16 people working for it.
Plus 16 in the construction.
Well, that was last year on the building. This year can go as high as anywhere up to about 30, I think.
Are there any further questions, Mr. Allen? If not, Mr. McAlpine, is there someone else you wish to
speak? Yes, Madam Chairman. This time I'd like to call John Devins.
I'm John Devins. I'm president of Prince William Sound Community College and a member of the City Council. I know the time's running late for you, and I won't take long to make a couple of points that I want to make. And I feel that the testimony that's already been given has been excellent. I think that all of the points that we've been trying to make have been brought out. I would like to re-emphasize, though, what we're really asking, and that is a 12-month extension on this. We don't feel that we've been given an opportunity to have had any input into this, and we're looking at something that can be very traumatic, not just to our community, but to 25 families in our community. And I think if we can think about older families that have been in our community much longer than I've been living in Valdez, who have their roots there, who have homes, who have mortgages, and have been given a very, very short time frame to uproot themselves and be moved to someplace else. We have younger families, neighbors of mine, a young family just married, just spent $100,000 on a home. With 25 homes going on the market, they'll be lucky if they don't lose $20,000 on their home if they can sell it. Not mentioning the fact that the young lady is a teacher, she's going to have to give her job up, try to replace. What we're asking is 12 months to investigate this to see if there is some other method that could accomplish the purpose that would be satisfactory to both the City of Valdez and to Commissioner Ward.
Might I interject a question? Dr. Devins, I know you're the president of Prince William Sound Community College. How would this move affect the college?
I think, to relate back to something that John Jaeger mentioned, I think it was John, probably several people have mentioned, the quality of the people that are being pulled out. We're talking about some of the better educated individuals. It's a pool of people that cut us very close. Many of these people are part-time instructors for us. Many of the children, I don't have an accurate figure at the moment on the number of children that will be included in this group. Estimates have gone as high as 63. These are all students at the college. And these are the children of the engineers. The planners are the students that are likely to become full-time students with us.
Representative Herbert, your question.
No, thanks.
Representative Hayes.
Mr. Devins, you mentioned that out of these 25 families that there was going to be a financial impact on the sale of homes. Were you referring to just one specific instance, or did I understand you to say that perhaps all these people who will be selling their homes could lose $20,000 to $25,000 if they put them on the market in the immediate future?
I know the young couple who lived across the street from me. In discussing it with them, I know he was very concerned because he thought he would probably lose about $20,000 on his home. I would assume that if you put that many homes on a market such as Valdez, everyone's going to lose money, yes.
Are there any further questions of Dr. Devins? If not, it would be my intention to move this bill today. Mr. McAlpine, do you have anything for
that? I would only make summary remarks, and if the commissioner...
Yes, I plan to extend courtesy to Commissioner Ward. He said that he would like to, if there were any questions, if you'd like to respond. Commissioner Ward.
I'd just like to make a couple of comments that are so brief that I don't even need to sit down, Madam Chairman, and I know you're in a hurry and the session's coming up. And I know you're going to act on this and you'll take the action that you deem appropriate, but I'd just like to say a couple of things and urge you to please put in perspective. Number one, the testimony has indicated here that I operate by knee-jerk reaction. Now, anybody that knows me knows that it's not true, that I don't operate by knee-jerk. I don't run the department by knee-jerk. Also, it has been suggested that that other people understand the efficiency of the department much better than I do. Now, I've been living with it all day, every day for 2.5 years, and I have a pretty good feel for the efficiencies of the department and where they are. And if people don't think that that's true, they're making a big mistake. Another thing to suggest that by moving a few people from Valdez, it's going to cause an $18 million school to not open has to be insane. The people that we are suggesting to move also have suggested that I retreat and move around a lot. The only concession that I have made, and it's a major one, is to not move the construction unit, but keep it on a residency basis, but move the design, and that is true. I have also said from the outset that the region was going to be split between the interior region and the central region, which is Anchorage, and to provide for the human accommodation that people have suggested here too, we've given the maximum option to those people who would be moving to go to wherever it would best fit their career and their needs, and have spread it from now until October to also give them the maximum. To also suggest, and I absolutely also made a commitment, and APEA had heard that, because I told directly that there would not be more than 30 people moved, and actually in the chance to give people options, these are professional people that a lot of times move for career enhancement improvement to where the jobs are. Several are in Valdez on that basis now, and they're not opposed to getting a chance to move someplace else if it's going to be a chance to enhance their career. And so we are giving those options for construction people to move if they wish, and for a design person that happens to be there to move into that job to let them stay in Valdez if that's where they want to stay. It isn't the Army, and it isn't knee-jerk, and we are doing our best to accommodate everything. Now, I know these people are going to be opposed to it, and I commend them for the effort that they're making. And all I ask is to just keep it in proper perspective.
Representative Albert.
Commissioner, I don't think any of these members think, and I know I don't think that you're a knee-jerk commissioner. In fact, I think you're a very good commissioner, probably one of our better ones. If the problem is, it's a system you're caught up in. And I just happen to believe that
large systems run by the state on the level of that you're in don't work so good. And it's not necessarily your fault. And we understand the problem.
Representative
Hayes. Mr. Ward, there was a comment made previously that you had indicated that the move was not critical to your efficient reorganization of DOT. What's your comment on that?
Madam Chairman, Representative Hayes, when that first was suggested, I was asked in a meeting in Valdez if the move of those people out of Valdez was vital to the department. And I said at that time, my definition of vital is that it means, does it live or die? And the answer to that simply has to be no. That it is not vital. The department will not die if the people do not move. The reorganization to the three principal regions is in the process of being implemented now, and that is going to be implemented. If the people do not move, those people that we have suggested do not move, it's not going to cause the death of the department. The three regional design and construction concept is going to be implemented, and it is going to work, and it will work better if the people move.
Well, I guess that's the part, I know that you were going to make the comment short, but that's the part I don't think we as the committee have heard this directly in testimony, is just, you know, what the reasons are for what the concept is for moving the 25 positions to Anchorage. That, you know.
Madam Chairman and members of the committee, we've been over this a lot of times, and we probably will be some more. And I'm not going to start out step by step with the whole thing because we don't have time for it. But this move, and I worked for the governor, and he asked me when I came here 2.5 years ago to do the best I could to put the department together to function as it was intended to function when it was created by Executive Order 39. And that is precisely what I am doing. Presently, the design and construction function has a strong headquarters presence here in Juneau that makes operational decisions for the region even in the design and construction phase. Executive Order 39 never contemplated that. It contemplated a strong regional presence that was able to identify the problems as they occur and a track on it and have a presence in that region that could solve them there when they occurred and had the tools necessary to do that. The five regions that have been developed over time from long back and exist now as the maintenance regions do not accommodate the skills, the tools that are all needed to make those decisions in the five principal regions. Now, if we were to do that, if there was a reason to do that, we would have to increase the personnel in the department and increase the talent in five regions, two of which, Nome and Valdez, are very high operating cost regions. And then we'd also have to have a reason for adding more staff to strengthen those regions. And it just simply is not there. The work that goes on in the Valdez region, that's handled from the Valdez region, is moving away from Valdez now. And it's more easily accommodated. There's no problem to accommodate it in those other two regions. So we're accomplishing this reorganization without any increased personnel, which is unique in a reorganization of any operation, for a more efficient operation without any increase in personnel. We feel that that's what people of the state deserve. And so if the people do not move, which from Valdez in the design function, which will increase the efficiency of the operation and make it much better, enough much better for me to think that absolutely that that's the way to go. Instead of reporting to Juneau as they do now, they'll report to Anchorage. And the organization will be strengthened because Anchorage will have a stronger presence. Fairbanks will have a much stronger presence in terms of being able to solve their problems there on the spot, identify and solve them. And instead now of Valdez and being part of it, they would report to Anchorage instead of that.
There was a mention made of moving some people from Nome. How many people moved and what district did they move?
They, Madam Chairman, Representative Hayes, they, that function over time was pulled in to the interior region at Fairbanks. And there were very few people involved, and it was over time and by attrition more than enough room.
Representative Thang.
Commissioner, could you give us a little better idea on these 25 personnel as to the time of the moves? You know, we've heard that three are going to be fairly shortly, and all will be by October. Is that basically correct?
Yes, that's what the implementation was timed for, Representative, because of the fact that we did not want to disrupt the construction season in process and the work that is in process now. So with those moves that we could make earlier, we would, if they were not disruptive. If they're disruptive, we push them on until October, because, and October was the what we called a magic time, because of the fact that we wanted to have it then in advance of the next season, so to get it all occurred by the end of the season. Now, as from questionnaires that we were getting back from the people that we sent out, and there might have been some confusion here, but we sent out 41. Because we wanted also, if there were people in the construction element that would just assume move or thought that their careers might be enhanced by the move someplace else, they could so do. And then perhaps a design person that didn't want it could move into that. So we sent out the 41, and some of those have occurred. And we have not received a questionnaire back yet that we felt that we could not accommodate what that individual wanted. What it meant staying, or by scheduling until a later time. Some of them want to get started now, as soon as possible. We haven't given anybody in writing yet, but we're going to start it right away.
Madam Chairman?
Yes, Representative.
Just very quickly, I know we're running into the middle of that. Commissioner Ward, I'm going to agree with some of Representative Hurlburt's comments. That he made there. His latest comments, I suppose, not in the previous ones tonight. But reading the resolution adopted by Valdez, is their resolution number 8113, in that they mention a number of projects that they're concerned about, and then they mention a couple of comments there, or whereas clauses, that I find it very difficult to argue with, and particularly coming from my district, I see this as a problem. And one of the whereas clauses that I find myself supporting very much is further review of records does not indicate that Anchorage has been able to get projects out for untold reasons. And I think this is a concern that people have when they listen to some of their projects that they had coming online here, and then seeing the move to Anchorage as being something that would be detrimental in the future to projects that are going on now and the projects that they do have coming online. But I know that they've also mentioned some projects that they've got coming online in the future, and I assume that they're doing everything that they can to get these projects out. But I think this is part of the emotional state that is here with us today.
Madam Chairman, Representative Zaroff, the emotional state is, and I'm probably guilty of it myself, the emotional state is grab at anything you can if it's going to help you any, or if you think it might. The Anchorage region gets out a lot of projects, and there's enormous talent there. For example, the first time that we had appropriation for East Northern Lights, a very complicated project, in the last session, that is under design. There'll be a construction project advertised there very shortly on an enormously complicated project. We haven't gotten the AC couplet out because that, again, is a federal project that takes also an enormous amount of time. But the region, the talent in the region is there. And they do react, and they do get jobs out. The project, however, for the south central region, just like the interior region or the central or the southeast or the western, are decided by the legislature. That money is appropriated and the priorities are established by the legislature.
Excuse me, Commissioner Ward.
Representative Hurlbridge. Madam Chairman, if we're going to move this bill today, I'd like to make a quick amendment and move it. Because our time is running out.
Yeah.
And I'd like to make an amendment because this particular thing hurts the economy of Valdez. And we use a lot of these positions to help various parts of the economy. There's no reason in my opinion why we should be moving them out of Valdez. And they have a good record. It's been established. And maybe in light of the fact that we had earlier testimony that they could use some help, and it might teach some of the other people to be more efficient. So in light of that, I'd like to add a clause in there that says, be it further resolved that the Commissioner of DOT and Public Facilities consider the transfer of a number of employees to Valdez and ask for unanimous consent.
I'm just, I don't understand what that means.
Well, if there's some, they said they could take some more employees in Valdez, and we ought to have a trend of moving them in Valdez rather than out.
Representative Hurlbridge has made moved an amendment. Is there any discussion on the amendment?
I'm asking some questions. First, we are saying they should stay, or we should consider the move, the transfer with a 12-month delay. At the same time, then we are saying, here these people are moving out, but then there are people moving in.
Mm-hmm.
So are you saying that the number of people going out will be replaced by the number of people
no.
coming in?
I'm saying that that we leave what's there and add more there.
Representative Hayes.
The amendment may have merit, but I think that to try to move an amendment like that without testimony and debate and so forth in the last few minutes, I would suggest that he offer that amendment on the floor and perhaps give it some time for some backup or whatever. But
I'll do that.
All right. Why is the consensus of the chair will entertain a motion to pass this bill? Representative Jarrett is so moved. You ask unanimous consent. Is there unanimous consent? Any objection? If not, the bill will move out of committee.
We're gonna move the bill out.
Yes, we're moving it out right now.
Oh, it's out. Okay.
Well, that's what we gotta do sometimes.